Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to our church. I'm Hiroshi Horikawa, a senior pastor of this church. And the tall guy in the nursery room is the in charge of English service. He had a wonderful testimony for his mother in Japanese service this morning. I want him to have a testimony here, maybe later, because Chris's mother raised him by herself and had a hard work, and he learned the meaning of sacrifice from his mother's hard work and heartbreaking prayer and emails. It was a wonderful testimony. Thank you, Chris. This is Mother's Day, as you know. Did you give presents or something to your mothers? Done already? Not yet? You have, how many hours do you have? About 10 more hours. Yeah, if your mothers are not here, make a call or email or somehow show your love to your mother. I guess all right? Well, would you reduce my microphone a little bit? Would be a little bit loud, I think. I want to share a favorite column by Irma Bombeck, Tales of God in the Act of Creating Mothers. Irma says that on the day God created mothers, this is not a true story, okay? God created mothers, he had already worked long overtime. And an angel said to him, "Lord, you're sure spending a lot of time on this one." The Lord turned and said, "Have you read the specs on this model? She's supposed to be completely washable, but not plastic. She is to have 180 moving parts, all of them replaceable. She is to have a kiss that will heal everything from a broken leg to a broken heart. She is to have a lap that will disappear whenever she stands up. She is to be able to function on black coffee and leftovers. And she is supposed to have six pairs of hands, said the angel. "That's impossible. It is not the six pairs of hands that bother me," said the Lord. "It's three pairs of eyes. She's supposed to have one pair that sees through closed doors, so that whenever she says, 'What are you kids are doing in there?' she always knows what they are doing there. She has another pair in the back of her head to see all the things she's not supposed to see but must see. And then she has one pair right in front that can look at a child just goofed and communicate love and understanding without saying a word." "That's too much," said the angel. "You cannot put that much in one model. Why don't you rest for a while and resume your creating tomorrow?" "No, I can't," said the Lord. "I'm close to creating someone very much like myself." I've already come up with a model who can heal herself when she is sick, who can feed a family of six with 1 pound of hamburger, and who can persuade a 9-year-old to take a shower. Then the angel looked at the model of motherhood a little more closely and said, "She is too soft." "Oh, but she's tough," said the Lord. "You'd be surprised at how much this mother can do." "Can she think?" asked the angel. "Not only can she think," said the Lord, "but she can reason and compromise and persuade." Then the angel reached over and touched her cheek. "This one has a leak," he said. "I told you that you could not put that much in one model. And the Lord said, "That is not a leak. That's a tear." "What's a tear for?" the angel asked. "Well, the tear for their children." Beautiful story, huh? Amen. Let's open your Bible or read your bulletin. Matthew 20, verse 20 to 23. Let me read. "Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup. But to sit at right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those whom they have been prepared by my Father." Mrs. Zebedee, this is the one in this story. Let me call Mrs. Zebedee. She was aware of the teaching of Jesus about his kingdom. She was also very aware of the fact that her sons, James and John, were close to him. They were two-thirds of the inner circle of Peter, James, and John. So she was certain that when the Lord formed his kingdom, that they would have positions of responsibility and authority. But in the first part of this same chapter, Jesus tells a story that must have disturbed her. It was a story about landowner who went out to find laborers early in the morning. They were agreed upon a fair day's wage and started working. Then at noon, he went out and found some more. They started working. Then towards evening, he went out and found some more, and they started working. Yet when the Lord paid them off at the end of the day, they all received the same wage. It must have caused Mrs. Zebedee to wonder, "Will my sons really have positions of authority in the Lord's new kingdom?" So when the opportunity presented itself, she came to the Lord. Matthew says that she bowed before him and made this request. She kneeled down and asked a favor of him. When you establish your kingdom, I would request seats on your right and left hand for my two sons. We might very well criticize Mrs. Zebedee for his presumptuousness. But since today is Mother's Day, maybe we ought to think for a few moments concerning some positive thinking things about Mrs. Zebedee. We need also to recognize that when she came to Jesus, while Jesus did not grant her request, neither did he deny it. He simply reminded her of the cost of being seated on the right or left, then told her that is the Father who determines who will be seated there. Now, what are some of the good things about Mrs. Zebedee? First of all, she came to the Lord, praying that her sons might be a part of his kingdom. I can think of no more important task of motherhood than this, than that. To seek to ensure that your children are a part of the kingdom of God. That's what she did. I know that many mothers pray. Sometimes they pray out of necessity. Sometimes they pray because motherhood is not easy, but extremely difficult. If you see Naomi is doing in that room, today he has a father with her. It's Mother's Day, so she's relatively easy. But every Sunday, she's taking care of three boys, and the husband is just preaching, you know. Why he can preach here? Because he has a good wife, good mother. Sometimes mothers pray just out of the frustration of all it, and sometimes in the frustration of trying to teach our children and realize the difficulties of the communication. Being a parent is not easy. Being a mother, of course, is not easy. Sometimes it is filled with joy, sometimes with sadness. Sometimes your children make you so proud of you, want to pop your buttons. At other times, you cannot find enough handkerchiefs to dry your tears. Being a parent is not easy, it is difficult. But Mrs. Zebedee gives us a valuable example, for she prayed earnestly that her sons would be a part of his kingdom. Secondly, not only did Mrs. Zebedee pray that her children would be a part of his kingdom, but she prayed that they would be actively involved in the work of his kingdom. Not just be a part of kingdom, but be active in Jesus' kingdom. Maybe it is not enough just to be saved. Churches are full of people content just to fill a pew on Sunday mornings. There are plenty of people willing to sit back and receive the blessings, but seldom do they get involved in doing any of real work of the church. But where does the spirit of service begin? It begins at home, with mothers, fathers setting the example and praying that their sons and daughters might be involved in the work of the kingdom as teachers and leaders, discipling others, that they might be the ones to go out into the world and find the lost, to see that the church continues on until Jesus comes again. Thirdly, Mrs. Zebedee had big expectation. And I like that. This is typically a mother. Big expectation on her children. No matter how good they are. She didn't just pray that her children would be a doorkeepers. She wanted them on the right hand and left hand of Jesus. Wow. When you are working in a kingdom, there are no higher position than those on the right and the left of the kingdom, king himself. And that's what she wanted for her sons. We may consider Mrs. Zebedee brash and presumptuous, but I admire her boldness. Too often we have settled for mediocrity in the church. For too long we have been content with just barely making it through the door. For too long we have been content to sit back and let things happen. It is time for some of us to take our positions on the right and left hand to become leaders, molding and fashioning the outreach of the church, mobilizing to make sure the message of Christ going into all the world. Is it time to strive for excellence, to reach for the very best there is? The Lord calls us to be His disciples, to be effective laborers in His kingdom. Not just an audience of the kingdom, but be a laborer, disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus asked us. Do you remember Irma Bombeck had God saying that as He was creating a mother, I am close to creating something very much like myself. I suppose that is why today is very special, because we recognize that mother's love is probably the closest example we have to God's love. It is a love that goes through the valley of the shadow of death to bring life into being. It is a love that sacrifices itself over and over again and would even dare to lay down its life for its own offspring. The story, this is a true story. In World War II, the Holocaust that took the lives of millions of people, Solomon Rosenberg and his wife and their two sons and his mother and father were arrested and placed in a Nazi concentration camp. It was a labor camp, and the rules were simple. As long as you can do your work, you are permitted to live. When you become too weak to do your work, then you are exterminated. Rosenberg watched his mother and father marched off to their death, and he knew that next would be his youngest son, David. Because David had already been a weak child. Every evening, Rosenberg came back into the barracks after his hours of labor and searched for the faces of his family. When he found them, they would huddle together, embrace one another, and thank God for another day of life. One day, Rosenberg came back and didn't see those family faces. He finally discovered his oldest son, Joshua, in a corner, huddled, weeping, and praying. He said, "Josh, tell me it is not true. Joshua turned and said, "It is true, Papa. Today, David was not strong enough to do his work." So they came for him. "But where is your mother?" asked Mr. Rosenberg. "Oh, Papa," he said. "When they came for David, he was afraid and he cried." Mama said, "There's nothing to be afraid of, David." And she took his hand and went with him. This is motherhood. Mothers, this is your day. May God bless you. And I pray that if there is someone here who has never experienced the love of God that is so close to the love of a mother, that this will be your time of decision. I pray that if you have felt that you have had to walk through the valley alone so many times, that you will recognize that there is a hand reaching out to you saying, "There is nothing to be afraid of. I'll go with you." And I pray that you will recognize that that one has already gone through the valley of the shadow for you, made it possible for you to live forever. He extends his loving invitation. In much the same way that the mother opens the door of home and invites her children to come back again, he invites you too. I pray that you will come as we stand and sing together. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you created mothers. You put your own image into mothers to show your love, to show your passion, to show your care, to show who you are. Thank you so much, Lord. There is no one who doesn't have a mother in this room. Although some mothers went to heaven already, but everybody is from their own mother. But Lord, we have to realize that you are the creator of mothers. You are the source of the love of mothers. We read the story about Mrs. Zebedee. She's a typical and simple and bold mother. Lord, we have to realize that our mothers are praying for us still. Some are on the earth, some are in the heaven. But they're praying for their children with their tears. Tears of love. Thank you so much. Lord, bless our mothers. Bless the motherhood. And Lord, let us be humble and let us thankful to our mothers and thankful to the one who created mothers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.